This is SB Nation Radio, and you're listening to Nate and the Noise.
32 after on a Tuesday edition of the program. Thanks for stopping by. Nate Lundy. Sean is on vacation. Matt Smith sitting in with me here. You find him on Twitter at Real Matt Smith. Matt with one T. I'm on there at Nate Lundy. He is on there at David Ficillo. He is from NinersNation.com. He is our go-to when we want to talk what's going on with San Francisco as the draft sits 2 days away. Over the course of these days, we're traveling around to each of the cities where there are teams picking in the top five. We've talked some Jags. We've talked some Browns. Now let's take a trip to the number two overall pick with the 49ers. David, let's start here. How badly does John Lynch want to trade out of number two?
I'd say probably pretty badly. we've seen a lot of rumors going around, and he said it's nothing coming from the front office, but you got to think that they want to convince somebody to trade up for Trubisky or Leonard Fournette or any of those players.
David, is it because they aren't really big fans of the talent? Is it because John wants to try to stockpile some picks because there are so many needs? What if you had to zero in on one, what do you think is the bigger motivation for why they want out of number two?
Well, I think the big thing is you've got a draft where after Myles Garrett, there isn't a clear-cut number two. And in reality, there's probably 10 or 15 players that are going to go, you know, between that 2 and 15 spot that you could, you know, that are somewhat interchangeable. And so if you can pick up extra picks and still, you know, and move down to, say, number 6 with the Jets or number 8 with the Panthers or 12 with the Browns and still get a guy that's higher on your draft board, I mean, of course you want to do that.
I have a question. I wonder if you're at all surprised that Colin Kaepernick hasn't been signed yet.
Honestly, I'm not surprised. You know, I thought that there would be some issues, and last August when he first, you know, was taking a knee, you know, he acknowledged that he wouldn't be surprised if this led to this sort of thing with teams not willing to sign him. And so, you know, because, I mean, the problem we have is you've got the protest. And I don't think it's a black and white thing. I don't think it's just the protest or just the fact that he's not as good a player as you know, people thought he might become. It's, you know, it's a mix of both. If he had not protested, I think he would be signed. If he was, a fantastic quarterback, he'd be signed.
Do you believe, David, as you look at the quarterback position here for the roster, obviously Matt Barkley is there, Brian Hoyer is there, those are the two that are on the roster. Does San Francisco have any kind of an eye to the future when it comes to quarterback options? We know that the 2018 class, at least at this point, is considered to be better than the current one. Is it possible that they try to address other needs and for lack of a better term, punt at quarterback in this year? Or do you think that they will still look between the first and second round at a quarterback?
I would not be surprised if they spend a pick on day two on a quarterback. It's one of those situations, it's sort of the Ron Wolf school of thought where you can never have enough quarterbacks. And I think Ron Wolf drafted a quarterback almost every year in Green Bay. And I like that idea just because everybody knows the quarterback is the most important position on the team. And when you don't have a quarterback, you know, obviously Brian Hoyer is a short-term fill-in, but when you don't have a long-term option, you just have to keep looking for him. And, you know, yeah, they may be interested in Kirk Cousins next year. They may look at that 2018 class, but I think it would be a bad idea to walk away from this draft without a quarterback. You know, whether it's DeShone Kizer in the second round, whether it's Nate Peterman, whether it's Joshua Dobbs later in day three, just somebody that you can work with. And, you know, it's worth the lottery ticket.
After John Lynch spoke before his, you know, the pre-draft presser, are people in San Francisco really starting to get a feel for what Lynch wants to do with this team?
I think to some extent. I mean, it's mostly cliches at this point. Because they just had free agency. They are only getting on the field for the first time this week in terms of the off-season workout program. So I think you get some ideas of some things like, you know, football character and this and that. And you kind of look at what Kyle Shanahan's offenses have done. You look at what the Seahawks style defense that they're implementing, what that's done. And you kind of get an idea from that. Beyond that, it's a lot of speculation because, again, he has no track record.
David Ficillo, our guest, NinersNation.com, talking about the 49ers with the number two overall pick. When it comes to the running back position for the Niners, you know, there are some good backs in this draft. There are even some that folks have said could wind up being you know, contributors and potential steals down in the fourth, fifth round. Even is there a belief that that the Niners need some help there? That Carlos Hyde has not been what this team has needed? Is there maybe some belief that Kyle Shanahan can turn that around a little bit, and running back isn't as much of a need?
Well, even if they think that Carlos Hyde can be a long-term answer, which obviously is a big question given his injury history, now I think you're still going to see them draft a running back. If you look at Shanahan's history, he's all, you know, and even going back to his dad, Mike Shanahan, you know, adding multiple running backs is critical. I mean, look at what he did in Atlanta with Tevin Coleman and Devonta Freeman. I don't think they're going to spend a high pick on a running back, just because, like you said, it's a pretty deep class, and the Shanahans have always been ones to wait and find those diamonds in the rough. But I could see, you know, third, fourth, fifth round, I could see them adding a running back at that point.
Overall, then, the other need, as long as we look at these sort of, I'm using the air quotes here, the sexy positions, David, the other one where there's definitely a belief that they need help, and I know there's a lot of positions, yeah, is at wide receiver. You know, again, there's only so much you can do with so many picks, but how much has that been talked about within the Niners circles as a need?
It's a need in terms of long term. I mean, they in free agency, it's interesting that they spent the bulk of their money on offense. They signed Pierre Garçon, Marquise Goodwin, and Aldrick Robinson. So three wide receivers they added in. So, you know, I mean, you've got guys like Mike Williams and Corey Davis and John Ross and a lot of these big names that are going to go early. I don't think the 49ers will be looking wide receiver that early, but I do think that you're going to see somebody, like I said, you know, again, sort of in that three to fifth round range, where you want to bring in somebody that can compete and potentially, you know, push some of your other guys.
When you look at the report that came out today saying that they were they're considering a QB with the second pick, how much of that is just smoke and mirrors and really trying to bait some team into, you know, helping them out there?
I'm pretty sure it's entirely smoke and mirrors. I mean, that, you know, obviously there could always be truth to something, and it's you know, I won't say there's zero chance they're going to draft a quarterback at number two, but I am highly suspect of it, and I think that at this point they're just trying to convince whether it be the Jets, the Browns, or any of those teams to potentially move up for that quarterback.
From San Francisco, looking at the Niners with the number two overall pick on Thursday night, David Ficillo has been our guest from NinersNation.com on Twitter at David Ficillo. David, always appreciate the insight. Thank you. Enjoy the draft this weekend.
Yeah, you too.